Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Want the latest information on technology and accessibility? Wondering which cell phone to buy or assistive tech device is best for your needs? Access World is the leading online magazine for comprehensive reviews, useful tips, and the latest news. Read it today at www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Sam Goldman, Technical Research Associate for NPR Labs, and we are here to look at a new forthcoming system called a Braille radio, which is a captioning system, ideally for the deafblind and perhaps others as well. So welcome to a Blind Bargain, Sam.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been developing?
So the basic idea stems out of an extension for captions for the deaf and hard of hearing. The idea originally was that with radio migrating very slowly to HD radio or digital radio, we now have the ability to transmit more than just audio for the first time. So we thought, well, why not make radio accessible to those who can't hear it and transfer text captions? Mm-hmm. As we've had that on television for quite some time. There's no reason it shouldn't be on radio.
Sure.
And actually, my colleague Mike Starling was giving a talk about the Caption Radio Initiative, and the technology specialist from the Helen Keller National Center, Bapin Bhattachary, was in the back of the room, and he himself is deafblind, and he kept asking Mike, what about Braille? And Mike kept saying, well, I don't know what you're talking about. This is for the deaf. And,
right.
And he kept asking this, and finally, after the talk, the two of them met, and Bapin explained that for the deafblind, visual captions wouldn't be good enough. So at that point, we set about filing for a grant with NIDR to develop Braille radio.
NIDR being?
National Institute of Disability Rehabilitation Research.
Okay.
That's a mouthful, and they're with the Department of Education.
Okay.
But the idea being, if we have text captions coming either through the radio or through the internet, pushing them to a refreshable Braille display at that point, that last mile is not the hard part.
Sure. So, you're captioning a radio program. Are you using voice recognition, or is this manual? I guess...
Well, we haven't settled on the best means to get the captioning. What we do know is that traditionally, live broadcast captions have been very expensive. TV doesn't have as much of a problem, because a lot of their material is not live. It's mostly news and sportscasts that are. Stenography has widely been the only option there, and stenography requires a lot of training. I think it's a 4-year program.
Wow.
And the hourly rate is quite high, so we're looking for other options, but we haven't settled on anything yet.
And I believe it was pointed out earlier to me in the booth, voice recognition wouldn't be the total solution, because if you're doing an interview program, you need to determine who's speaking, and you want to relay that as part of the captions. Voice recognition wouldn't necessarily pick up on
exactly. So there are a number of things that can be done there, and we're right now in the experimentation process. Maybe we have standard names that are programmed in for the story if we get them ahead of time from the news division, and then you can punch them in real quick with this, stroke of a key. I don't know exactly how we're going to settle on it, but we're looking at different options.
Okay. Are you demoing it here? Do we actually have a live version of it, or is it?
We have a demonstration of the caption of the radio brailler.
Okay.
But there are no live captions streaming out of NPR yet.
Right.
So it's actually just streaming from a text file on a web server built into our little demo device here.
What do we have here?
So here we go. This is we're using a HumanWare Braille display, but we designed the system so that it should work with most of the leading Braille displays. We're actually leveraging an open source, it's not really a screen reader, it's an open source Linux command line Braille interface called Braille TTY.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is great, because that actually has pre-programmed in the drivers.
For translation.
It doesn't have grade 2 translation.
Okay.
We had to get that elsewhere. LibLewis is the library for any nerds out there who want to know how we're doing all this. But LibLewis allowed us to translate it into Grade 2.
Okay.
But Braille TTY has all the Braille drivers,
sure,
so that we can work with HumanWare, we can work with the BOM, and all the different Braille.
All the different supported Braille displays.
Yeah.
So you're streaming from a web file, but if I'm tuning into my local NPR station, how would you connect the Braille display to pick up what's coming up on the radio?
Well, ultimately, we do realize that the web and these mobile devices, such as iPhones and just computers, that'll be a much quicker way to get this started. So round one, we're going to be transmitting captions over the web, over IP sources. But this all started with the idea, as I was saying, that with the digital radio stream, we can send more than just audio, such
right.
as caption text. So what we're shooting for is basically there is a HD radio attachment or dongle that plugs into iOS devices, either the iPhone or the iPad. And what it does when you connect a headphone cable to it that doubles as the antenna is it picks up the radio signal, and then in the little dongle, it will decode the HD radio signal and output the data directly to the software which is running on your iPhone.
Wow, okay.
And so that way we can pull the radio captions off and then rewrap them and send them out to the Braille display.
So is that a mainstream or consumer available device right
it
now?
It is, yeah. It was being sold at Radio Shack. They might be retooling that product, so I'm not going to...
But it exists.
It was called GigaWare. It was made under the brand name GigaWare, and it's the HD radio dongle.
Okay. But the technology is certainly there, and that would probably might be the best means to an end, because mm-hmm. otherwise, how are you going to plug a Braille display into a radio?
You can't plug a Braille display into a radio. And even just when we were thinking about this problem before even Braille was involved, just to get the captions, generally... Consumer radios have tiny little screens which aren't suitable for reading, so we need some kind of display, and these tablets are a perfect solution. They have a nice big display, and they have the programmable logic on board, so we can use that for a lot of different things. Powering a Braille display is just one of them.
Thinking about this a little bit further, too, it, while this is a product intended for... the deaf and deaf blind, it really could also work in a situation where if I was in an office and I wasn't allowed to listen to things, but I could read.
Well,
maybe
not be good for your productivity, but
that's a completely different.
We're certainly in support of more people tuning into NPR all the time.
However, there's certainly perhaps you could tie it into your podcast or some of the downloadable material. There's lots of. You're exploring all that.
Absolutely, yep. And even though we are always worried with the challenges for captioning a live radio stream, certainly once the captioning has been done, just like you can download and listen to NPR stories from the website now, you would be able to download the captioning streams and have those paired up with, put them into your Braille display or just play them off on a screen if you have vision.
Okay. What are the next steps for the project, or when to the point where you might have something that people can test?
So then the next step is definitely to get a pilot or trial of our captions generated. So I think we're going to slowly be ramping up. Not all 100. Right now we have 117 hours of NPR programming that we'd like to caption at the national level every week. And that's a lot to
do. And that's just national.
That's just national. Yep. That doesn't even get into the local stations. So I think we'd like to start with a subset of that and later this year pilot it with certain people. When we get that going, I think it's really just going to snowball from there. So
then you may have a beta app or a method
exactly,
that people can...
Exactly, yeah.
So if people want to get more information or get involved and perhaps get into this testing when it gets to that point, how can they learn more? How can they keep up to date with this?
Well, we post everything to our website, nprlabs.org, and so you can keep track of the initiative there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think that once it actually is getting national distribution, that you'd be able to find out about it on the radio from your friends who can hear the radio in the event that you're deafblind.
Right. This is really interesting. It'll be definitely fun to follow the development of this. So thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content.
This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.